Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
We asked this last week. This is earlier in the show. Last week, consensus on this show, and Key, it started with you, was it's good. March Madness has been good so far, but it's kind of like it is every year. It's good. It's good. It's good every year.
I need to address something real quick, Max. You're
was
horrible.
It extra? It seems to me like it's extra.
Because when Duke won, you said we won. But then when I came in today, you said, what happened to your squad?
No doubt.
So what? Wait, okay, now you're no longer with me?
Listen to me.
He's part of Boxing Nation. When they lose, he's in the other corner. Yeah. When they win, you know, it's Max. He's used to that.
Quick. That's right. I always rooted against Duke my whole life. And now working with Jay, I root for him because that's my boy's squad. He's one of the greatest players who ever lived, right?
I don't root. I like
but
Jay.
But now when they lose, you got to take
You got to own that.
Only when they win.
Yeah, I like Jay, though. I don't care what Duke. I like Jay, Duke. Yeah. I can't stand, never could stand them.
Yeah.
Don't like him, never liked him. You know. Yeah.
I root for Duke in basketball and SC in football. Unless you guys lose and then, you know, get away from me. All right, Corey Alexander
is
with us now. Corey.
Corey, were you having mic issues?
What's good?
Were you having mic issues because UVA went home early?
Oh, that's what we're doing already? We started going off like that, Jay?
Yep. Chose violence.
I'm swinging,
chose
Corey.
Violence early, man.
I'm swinging early.
Yeah, early for you. We've been up for 4 hours already.
But look, Max, I got my McDonald's All-American jersey in the back. I'm trying to recruit Jay to come back and work the game with me, and he chooses violence early in the morning.
Yep. Oh, I'm trying to come back down and like talk. That, I'm trying to call Mickey D games with you, Corey. We did that before. Was it like 5 years ago?
Same thing, Jay.
I know, man.
No, wait.
Come back.
Corey, I'm going to bring it up, Corey. I'm going to bring it up now because, damn it, no. I am tired. No, we're doing it. So, Corey, right?
Same thing.
That's what my dude Keyshawn said.
Uh-oh. Did you hear that voice started cracking?
I get a text. Like, you know, Keo, we always text like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and it's Bronny. And Bronny, McDonald's All-American. So then Bronny, and Keo, like, Jay, you and Bronny, Corey Alexander, same thing. That's it. Don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
No, not we not the
hey,
same
Key.
Thing.
Were you both McDonald's All-Americans? Yes,
stop. Max.
You are, guys are all McDonald's All-Americans. So I said,
my ass,
same
Key.
Thing. I said, same thing.
Corey, would you like to answer?
I would just say this. Not all McDonald's All-Americans are created equal. I'm just going to say that. I'm going to leave it at that.
Like
I'm
Bronny
not
going to
venture into it. two completely different McDonald's All-Americans, Max.
Just because they got B-R-O-N don't mean they're the same.
You know what's nuts? You know what's nuts?
Wear the same jerseys. Everybody will be in the same situation, experience.
Oh, you're going to sit up here on national TV and lie.
I remember watching LeBron.
Whenever you start gesticulating with the hands, you lying. I know you. That's not.
I'm not. Look, man, I'm not lying. Corey, we're not going to get off track here. So far, and what's your biggest takeaways in the NCAA tournament so far?
Well, I think right now in the NCAA tournament, what we're talking about is a new era in the brackets. There are zero perfect brackets on the men's, women's side. 22 million people filled out a bracket. None of them are perfect anymore, simply because you can't trust teams, the big name teams, to win in the first round, in the second round anymore. So therefore, you know, but this is the new age of college basketball. And again, some people like it. I'm not a huge fan of it. I like to see the big dogs eat, but the reality behind it is this is where we are now, and this is what it's going to be.
But Corey, you know, like last year, I feel like it kind of spoiled me. Number one, obviously, because I played ball at Duke, but it was more of the rivalry between Duke and Carolina and seeing two blue bloods who have these kind of rivals or have these odds where they've been the team all year, finally where it feels like you have the best teams who are going to have a chance to win. I don't know, like, what to believe anymore throughout the course of the regular season when people tell me that these teams are the best teams. You know, like, because typically – go ahead.
Jay, one thing not to believe is in the Big Ten. So let's start with
that's
that.
What I
if
said
you're
earlier.
Not going to believe in anyone, let's not believe in the Big Ten. But they have shown us time and time again, this isn't new. And time again, and it's simply because, and I love Matt Painter. I think Matt Painter's a great coach. Of course, Juwan Howard is my boy. Two great Big Ten coaches. But the reality behind it is, in the Big Ten, they all play the same style. Max, you're a boxing guy. You realize styles make fights. So when you get to the NCAA tournament and you're playing against those different styles, that's what changes everything in March. And so that's why I'm not a believer in the Big Ten and them being successful going into the NCAA tournament. No one from the Big Ten has won a national championship since 2000. Yep. Jay, you were playing college basketball in 2000.
Yep, Michigan State. Yep,
that's how far back this goes. And that, and again, Michigan State, the only team still from the Big Ten in
but
the
Corey,
NCAA
what, can you go into that? Because, like, Keel talk about styles in football. Like, he's not saying it's impossible, but he's suspicious of pass-happy, warm-weather teams because, you know, the weather's going to – but there, in other words, there are specific reasons why he doesn't like that style later in the season in the playoffs, right? What is it about that style that doesn't translate?
It's about the fact that you don't have elite-level guards in the Big Ten. And when you get to March, you have to have guards to win. And Purdue relied on freshman guards, guys who don't have that experience, to be able to carry them throughout the year. They were great in November. I had opportunity to watch them call the games for them when they were at the PK85 in Portland. They were awesome because they had Zach Edey. But now when you look at Michigan State, A.J. Hogarth is balling. You've got guards at Michigan State that you don't have at any other Big Ten team. But if you look around the NCAA tournament, everybody that's still surviving, they have guards that can go out and compete with anybody on any given night. That's why you're able to advance. Having big guys in this game is a luxury, but having guards is a necessity.
Why is it so important, though, to have guards in a tournament? Can you explain that to me, Corey? Why does it
change from
the regular season to the tourney?
Well, in the regular season, kid, you've got teams that are familiar with each other's style of play. So you're going against that familiarity. You know that when you play against Michigan State, this is what you're going to have to see. When you play against Michigan, this is what you're going to have to see. But when you get to the NCAA tournament, all these different styles of play that have come from different conferences, and especially when you're playing against teams that are from smaller conferences, you look at FDU, which – is the biggest surprise of the tournament, knocking off Purdue with 16-1. They didn't even win their conference tournament. And so now you come in and you've got guards, three players for FDU transferred from Division II school.
I think we froze. He's frozen up right now.
They pull off the biggest. Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Just froze for a second.
So you got three guards from FDU that transferred from Division II up to Division I, and they pull off the biggest upset in the NCAA tournament this year. And again, but they're guards. Guards control the game in March.
But, Corey, that's exactly my point. And, I understand it. To me, this is the greatest upset in the history of the NCAA tournament. I mean, I know that we had UMBC a couple years ago with UV. I get that. But like UMBC,
don't bring it up, Jay.
What else do you want me to do? They're only a number one seed to lose to a 16. Corey, I'm sorry. This is the conversation pool
sorry,
you guys
Corey.
Sit in.
Corey, he's not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. But
he's not sorry.
But Corey, though, real talk. You just said three players that have transferred up from Division II for a team that didn't win their conference. Look at the metrics. Like, there's no way they should even be in the same conversation as Purdue. Like that should have been a 40-point win for Purdue, but yet they found a way to pull that off. 16 lead changes in that game? Like, this is where we are in college basketball, which is wild to me.
It's very wild. And what's even wilder is the fact that the National Player of the Year didn't get a shot attempt for the last 9 minutes of the game.
Yes.
And the reason why he didn't is because the guards couldn't get him the basketball.
It's like Trace Jackson.
You've done this as well as anybody at that level, right? And you understand how important it is for guys to be able to make sure that Carlos Boozer eats. Well, because you and Chris Duhon could take care of business. You could win your matchup to where they had to pay so much attention to you that now Boozer's going to eat.
Hey, when will you understand that it's guard play in the tournament? Listen to what Corey is saying, for crying out loud. Play in the tournament.
I was trying to listen to Corey, but you cut him off.
Well, I mean, he's trying to tell you.
Corey, it is guard play. it is guard play. When you look out west at UCLA, though, with the young guards that they got in Bailey, then you also got Singleton, who could – I don't know what his injury is right now. He could miss the next game or he could be in the game. How does this UCLA-Gonzaga thing fare?
You still got Tiger. You got Tiger Campbell.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, when you throw everybody out there, the one guy that can control everything is Tiger. And so, of course, Drew Timmy's great. You've got a lot of great players at Gonzaga. But the one guy that can control everything on the floor is Tiger Campbell. And Mick Cronin has done a great job at UCLA. And, Key, I know that hurts you. But the reality behind it is he's done it. It's all good. You just root LA regardless.
Physically,
it don't even matter.
Not really
okay,
sure about
I can respect that.
I don't know if I believe it, Corey.
No. It's all good because UCLA, they win. It's cool. It's like, yay, but it ain't nobody really celebrating like that out here. It's all good.
Corey,
college basketball.
Wait, one more, Max. Hold on. We have 20 seconds. Corey, real quick. Obviously, Alabama, number one overall seed, they have an easier path than anybody to the Final Four, right? Who's their biggest competition? You think is that Texas, you think, on the opposite side?
Nah. There's another team from Texas. H-Town, baby.
You going Houston all the way.
Kelvin Sampson got a rocker.
Even with Sasser and some of the issues.
Again, the problem with them is they got to go through my only ACC team remaining in Miami. But Sasser, he got a week to get healthy. I got Houston.
Okay.
I think they're the most dangerous team in the tournament left.
College basketball season's winding down. That means Wendy's Wooden Watch has begun. Go to ESPN.com, search Wooden Watch for the list of the Wooden Award nominees to watch as this season rolls on. Corey, before I let you go, which player, Jay, guard play in this time in the tournament?
Thank you, Max.
Very important.
Thank you for telling the
guard.
Corey's
trying to impress this upon you.
Twice.
You're only the two-time player of the year and a national champion who played guard, and for some reason you're not understanding this. Which player is going to have the biggest impact in the Sweet 16, Corey?
I'm going with my young fella, B. Miller, Brandon Miller. He's going to be the guy that has the biggest impact in the Sweet 16. I think he gets Alabama to the Final Four. I just don't know if they can beat Houston, but I think that he is going to be the guy that has the biggest impact. And, Max, he's a 6'8", 6'9" guard.
Preach it, Corey.
Yeah.
Preach it.
He's that dude.
Just
he's
like
that
you,
dude.
Jay. 6'8", 6'9", guard.
Exactly like me.
Brought to you by Wendy's. 2 for $6. The best deal in fast food. Thank you, Corey.
All right, Corey. Be easy, brother.
Hey, appreciate y'all, fellas. Have a good one.
All right, baby.
Same thing.
See? Man, I love go to break before I throw my phone.
I love being able to tell Jay Will, see, college basketball tournament time is about guard play. It's like telling Muhammad Ali, you need a jab in boxing. Does an ESPN radio host need to upgrade his security? I can't believe this guy has security. What's going on? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Matt in Illinois, you're on KJM.
I met Jay Douglas this weekend, and tell your boy he needs to get some better security guards than a retired congressman he got. He makes too much money.
I didn't even know Harry had security. I didn't know Harry rolled around like that.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. I mean,
you don't know me.
I mean,
you don't know me.
Our guy, Harry Douglas, got his own show. It went right to his head.
He got security?
Got security, all right. I don't go around with security.
Man, you got to take care of yourself. I ain't mad at Harry.
You got like John Morant security?
What's up, Harry, dog? What's happening, man? We got a security dog, dog.
What's going on with security, Harry? Dog?
Oh, man, y'all are hilarious, man. I remember exactly who that guy was, too, because so after the game, you know, I went out with
what game, Harry? What game? What game did you go to?
The XFL game. Okay. St. Louis versus D.C. Okay. It was in St. Louis.
Okay.
Hey, that game was sold out, huh, Harry?
Yeah, it was. It was 35,000 in the
building.
They're
doing their thing,
but
man.
We like to kick it after. You know, build cohesion. That's why we're so close and we do good on our broadcast. So a lot of people kept coming up to me, and I'm like, dang, I ain't know this many people know me in St. Louis. So it got to a point to where, like, you know your song on, Key and Jay and Max, and you want people to stop talking to you because your song on. Like, give me a minute, my song's on. So one of the people from the truck that I was with, they told this one guy, hey, okay, he's done now. So when people started coming up to me, they kept, you know, stopping them. But the one guy that called in, I remember exactly who he was. I was like, no, he good. Because he told me he had watched everything that I do, like, media-wise. So I chopped it up with him a little bit. It was funny, though. When Nuno told me, I was laughing so hard, man, because I knew exactly who it was.
Well, wait a second. What's your security look like, man? Like, was it? Come on now, Harry. You know, some Jay, people are like, oh, look, I'm going to protect you. But like, look, you probably shouldn't.
I probably need you to security. Sit this Harry one probably beat security. Harry probably better in his own seat. You should be working security for your security guy, most likely. Who is this guy?
What is it, Otis from Martin? Is that security for you?
It was some of the people that work in the truck. They work in the truck, like, while we're doing the games and stuff.
Oh, okay.
No, he got legit security.
That's not legit security.
No, he got legit security.
Some of the people work in the truck, you mean the TV monitors and stuff?
Man, y'all need to stop, man. don't listen to them, Harry.
Meantime, Harry got to walk dude back to the truck. It's a little rough out here, Harry. You walk us back to the truck?
Stop, Max.
Security.
These are lovely people that I work with, I enjoy.
I never thought you would be the Hollywood type who, you know, all this went to their head, Harry. I thought you were down to earth.
God is good, Harry.
God is good, Harry.
Just tell Max, God is good, Harry.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. And all the time, God is good.
God is good.
All right, y'all. Okay, now. Y'all better stop playing.
Harry, I do have to ask you this question. I found the lost tapes of Joseph Keyshawn Johnson this morning.
Speaking of Hollywood going to someone's head.
Key was an interior designer. What was the name of the show, Nuno? Was it called Tackle?
What?
Tackling Design with Keyshawn Johnson. Would you ever let Keyshawn design the interior of your home?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. But see, I will say this, though. I will say this. Key from L.A., so it's not like Key doesn't have style. So, you know, Key probably knows a lot about, you know, inside of a house and what goes what matches with what should be in this place or whatnot. I just wouldn't let him do mine.
Harry, I just need you to listen to Key's own introduction of his A&E reality show. Listen to this.
There's a new name in the design world.
Keyshawn Johnson. Most people knew me as a brash wide receiver in the NFL.
I'm
playing on a different field, interior design. And
I'm ready to go pro all over again.
Take your trophy ring, for instance.
Well, you got to discuss with me the type of wood and everything.
Everything. I put together my own team of design assistants and interns to help me out. I come up with the designs, and they help me execute the plays. I play rough when I need to.
Well, that's the problem. What do you mean, only problem? That's the biggest problem.
I tell it like it is. You can't drink champagne with beer money. But I'm smart enough to admit when I'm wrong.
Why? So, I don't know. You didn't like them.
I'll show my clients how to make great choices that make sense regardless of budget. I guarantee you when it's all said and done that my designs will speak for themselves as long as everyone gets out my way.
This tickles them to death.
Terry, the line. Now, look who he was talking. You can't drink champagne with beer money. He'd be like, I only got beer money to spend on my interior designer.
No, hold on, Jay. Jay, the part that lost me is when he said, I play rough. Key, what are you, on a porno or something? You talking about you play rough?
Boy, would you stop?
Harry, would you let him design your security's house?
Yes, I let him design my security's house.
All right, so Key can design.
Okay, he's taking one out of Bart Scott's page. All right, Harry, nice having you on the show.
Harry, no, you ain't going nowhere. Pat, tell Harry some of the episode names, please.
Well, we've got Megan's painting penalty.
Oh, geez. That sounds like something you mentioned, Harry. That sounds like we're going down that path.
Exactly.
Nadine and Jeff's homeowner holding.
Oh, what? Yeah. Another one.
Whoa. Jessica and Chris's neutral zone.
Oh, yeah, that's another one. These are sounding very rated R.
Tim and Anissa's two-point conversion.
We're building.
Tell them the blitz one, Pat. Tell them the blitz one. Tell them the blitz one, Pat. Tell them the blitz one.
I can't find it.
Come on, it's like Nancy's blitz in the bedroom. Something like that.
No, Nancy's bedroom blitz.
Oh, that's about
it. Hey, y'all know he a wide receiver now, so I know his true colors. He a wide receiver.
And yes,
thank you, Jordan.
But
Harry, it was nice working with you. Nice seeing you.
We will no longer
Harry
have a
Harry Douglas wants back to hire Key to design his securities, to be a securities interior decorator. There you have it.
Reckless speculation. Y'all tickled to death. Yeah. Y'all are so tickled to death by me designing stuff.
It's
unbelievable.
No, no, no. It's not
Harry,
the design.
It's Nancy's bedroom blitz that gets me more.
The whole names of all the segments.
I play rough when I have to.
Gee, I didn't know you were so outgoing in your younger days.
Man, but see, I can't. You know what, though, Harry? Because I can do so many different things. I can cook. I can design. I can talk sports. I can do all. I mean, you got write books. I mean, I can do so many different things, man.
Renaissance man. He said it before.
It's just what it is. You have a kitchen scene as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Shut up.
Yeah, he go. That's okay.
He got you out there with the apron and everything.
You have a coloring book scene. What are you talking about?
This dude here,
Harry Douglas, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, that is Harry Douglas.
God bless your soul, Harry.
Fitz and Harry right here on ESPN Radio. Thanks, Harry.
Oh, God.
We will no longer have a show.
You said what? You said what, Jay?
We will no longer have a show after today.
No, you will. Yeah, I will. Amen.
Yeah. Max, let's get it under control, Max.
All right,
up
we have
next.
Much more KJM coming right up, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. What's so funny over there?
We missed the title of an episode. Key, you ready for I'm bringing up one more that we missed. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mom and daughter's double team.
All right, moving right.
Hey, yo!
It's a title. It's a legit title.
On what was this on?
A&E. Keyshawn Johnson tackling design, season 1, episode 7. Mom and daughter's double team. What is happening here?
We're building.
Max, what? So when you think of things happening? That's going on lately in basketball, and you got the Golden State situation, and
take a walk.
Yeah, MB, the way he's playing, Key, you got to double team the guy.
MB, yes.
You got to double team him. There's no stars. You got to send a double.
Man, what the? Y'all crazy. Oh, God.
Billy, you're so stupid.
Yeah, but you got Dylan Brooks, and you got Klay Thompson's problems going on down. Ooh.
Yeah, what about, before we even get into that, like, I love the way, I love what's going on. I like this in the NBA. Normally you do too, but, man, the way Klay is talking to Dylan Brooks. Jay, it reminds me of Key. It reminds me of like a Jay-Z on The Takeover, right? Like he's telling him the truth. When his career is over, people aren't going to talk about him. They will talk about Klay. Klay, you know, Klay's got four rings. Brooks got none. All that's true, Jay.
Yeah, I guess Dylan Brooks is, I don't know, man. Dude, guys like that, though, when you're just a guy on the team, you probably should just stay being a guy on the team, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it's cool if you in the middle, like if you battling a dude and you are playing well or whatever the case be, but they own y'all. I don't care if you did beat them in the regular season. You haven't beaten them in the postseason when it really counts most, just like the MVP. That's why I'm like, I wouldn't even be getting into no battles with no dudes with four rings and shoe deals and, you know, $60 million, $70, $80 million a year. I'm like, I don't even feel like getting into them conversations.
Let me tell y'all something. I don't care if a dude beat me 2-3 times. I'm talking. I'm in your head. I know I got your number to a degree, even though you got us last year. Y'all act different when y'all play against us. Y'all do things that are uncharacteristic of who y'all are. And by the way, we just got the last win. So yeah, I get all the history. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you're chirping back, I don't hear Steph talking back to him. I don't hear Dre talking back to him. It's Klay.
No, Dre for sure. Dre already unsaid. Dre went into the whole thing on his podcast exactly. a week ago.
Yeah, but that's
so he did his deal. Now it's Klay turn.
I got y'all talking about me. Key. And regardless of whether you want to say what is he doing or not, I don't, as a hooper, though, I don't care what happened yesterday. I'm trying to affect what's going on now.
Want to hear Dylan Brooks?
Yeah, let's hear it.
This is Dylan Brooks on his back and forth after the game. Listen to this. Here it is.
Dylan Brooks. He's got four rings. And that's all he was saying. His motivation to us. We want a ring as well. But we need to go through the process of steps that, you know, we did last year and keep going and learning from it all. You know, it's friendly trash talk, but, you know, I just hold a lot of real estate over there in San Francisco.
He's trying to kick game. Who's he talking to?
Come on, he say he got a lot of real estate over there in San Francisco.
Trying to romance someone there.
He in the mountain. No, he tied. It sounds like he just horse and tied.
Yeah, his voice is horse. Yeah.
But do you have a lot of real estate? How?
Well, no, he's
how?
Not.
He's not lying.
He's not lying.
But how do you have a lot of real estate? What have you done to us?
But see, that's the thing. Like, I got you talking about me.
Yeah. Who am I?
Yeah, because you talking, I'm going engage. So therefore,
you don't have
I'm not
to
just
going to
let you. I'm not going to let you just be a silly rabbit and just run your mouth.
You don't have to engage.
Yeah.
I'm not about to let you be a silly rabbit.
Yeah, but why does he get under Clay's skin? Some dude like Pat Beverly can get under dude's skin. That's a talent.
Well, certain – it's not no, – Max, that's not a talent.
It's not.
That's just you, a dude running his mouth to a point where at some point you just get tired. Like, you just get tired of hearing
it. You know, the whole thing with Dre and his suspension during the finals, and everyone's like, well, if that doesn't happen, the Cavs never come back on the Warriors. But that was actually LeBron producing that. He drew that out of Dre, and he knew he was a type that might flip, and so he did it and it worked. Whoever has the and Draymond got himself suspended because he had all those technical fouls already. Whoever has the psychological advantage, like it's the one who can get the reaction.
But see,
right?
Like, yeah, but
Brooks can get a reaction.
It's the same thing when you think about players that I played against in the league. They just be running. It's like, man, come on, man. I'm tired of you hearing. I mean, I'm tired of hearing you. You're not like that to be just keep talking. So, therefore, I'm going to cut you to the white meat. It's the same. You're not getting under my skin. I just want to shut you up from just go in the corner somewhere because you're getting on my nerves.
See, that's why I love sports, man. Like, people want athletes to be reasonable, right, all the time. It's like, you know, when I step on a court, I'm not reasonable. Like, I'm different. I'm competitively crazy. I don't remember what the hell happened yesterday. I'm focused on what's happening right now.
So you can sit here all day and tell me that, yeah, your accolades are better, you want more chips, but I'm focused on trying to get one right now. And I know
you can't say that, that's fine, okay. That's fine.
But
I'm not,
but it don't even matter, Key. I ain't worried about what other people say about me.
Yeah, but not only that, Key, like,
you can't say nothing.
It's like I
got four, man. You just,
I brought up the Key, I brought up the takeover earlier, like how Clay is killing him with like the truth. But the bottom line is he's getting a verse. Like in the takeover, Jay-Z gave Nas a verse, gave, you know, Mobb Deep got a verse, and everyone else even had a line in the song, said you only get one bar, right? Like, he's giving Dylan Brooks right now more than one bar, right? He when Jay talks about, like, you know, he's living in his head, he's giving Dylan Brooks like a verse when he really should only be giving him a bar.
All I'm saying, Key, is like, this is what I told y'all a year and a half ago. I was like, this is gonna have the chance to be one of the best rivalries in the NBA, because we were looking for teams not to like each other. I enjoy watching players not like each other. I come from an era where I didn't like guys I played against, and that's what we're seeing in real time. And by the way, they just beat them.
You know, that's cool. They beat them in the regular season. They beat them in the regular season before. Yay.
Yeah, I know.
But when they count it most.
Agreed.
When they that's all I'm saying.
They got
to
do it.
So, you know how you say, oh, you ain't done nothing, this, that, and the other. Man, just point to the scoreboard, man.
There you go.
That's it.
That's legit.
When you down by 20, man. I can't even engage with a conversation with you.
We got 11 games left.
You wasted my time.
Yeah,
even engaging in the conversation. But see, so I'm going to shut you down immediately.
But that is it, Oki. I am wasting your time. And you shouldn't be spending your time on me. Mm-hmm. But you
are. But it's cool. It's cool to go back and forth. It ain't nothing but trash talk.
One bar, maybe. One bar.
It ain't nothing but trash talk.
All right. Tom in North Carolina, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Guys, how you doing?
What up, Tom?
Love the show. Hey, Jay, I want to let you know I work at your alma mater.
Okay, all right. Tough loss for us.
I work at Duke, and so you know, I know the Allen Building, Reuben Cook, you know, languages. I know them all. Oh. So I've been there 23 years working there. And the one thing I got to say, I hate Carolina.
Yeah.
I think that name, image, and likeness and the transfer portal have really changed the college game in terms of the NCAA March Madness. And you look at what's going on, and a lot of these kids, if they're not going to get the playing time, they'll go somewhere else. Nigel Pack, he went down to Miami. Now look at Miami, how good they are. I mean, they're a tough team.
You know what's crazy about the portal?
It's altered the landscape.
Agreed. There was a stat I was reading before. It was like 20 or 30% of people that enter the portal don't come back to play for another school. And I think there's a bigger problem happening in sports. And I'm all for name, image, and likeness. And, you know, kids have a chance to go different places. But, like, the lack of accountability is something that really scares me about what we're teaching our youth. Because when things get slightly hard, kids check out. Kids just quit.
You're saying they don't play anywhere when they go in, some of those kids.
Yeah, some of those kids don't.
Right, it's not a portal, it's a vortex.
Exactly.
Well, most of the guys that leave in the portal, when they're older, they're leaving because they're not getting too much tick. Mm-hmm. And when they're younger, they're leaving now because the NIL money is different. So that's
but it's still
really,
like you can duck out. You don't have to go through.
But you know the key is like how.
No, but they leave it for money. The same thing the coaches do.
That's true too.
Yeah, no, I'm with that. That's fine. But like,
they leave it for money.
But there's a lot more guaranteed opportunities for coaches than there are for players, because a lot of players aren't getting.
Yeah, you're right though, Jay. But think about it. The players that are entering the portal, you're talking about guys that are not playing at their current schools at the level that they think they should be playing at. So they want to seek other opportunity.
Yes.
So they try to, you know, they want to go to the league. They want to do all sorts of things.
But there's still costs involved. I think, Jay, that's what you're saying.
No,
right?
There is cost involved. They can get left out in the cold. There's no question about it. But do I stay here and listen to Jay Will scream and holler at me and I'm not going to play? Or do I got an opportunity to now go and go play somewhere else? That's what they think.
Yeah, but Kia, I don't think it's always that simple. I think a lot of times, though, and I'm not making excuses for coaches at all, but like it does feel, though, can you really challenge young people these days? Like, challenge them. Like, you were challenged. I was challenged.
Yeah,
if this whole thing was out, like, there's no way I'm 2-time national player of the year. My ass would have been out of Duke in a heartbeat.
Like, I got challenged my freshman year. I never ran a point guard spot. I couldn't remember plays. Coach K made me run extra suicides. I had to get extra shots. He pinned me down in front.
But, Jay,
there's no way I would have happened. I would have been out. My team would have had me out this year.
Freshmen ain't necessarily leaving, though.
Yes, they are, Key. In college basketball, they are. I don't know about football, but basketball is happening all the time.
Listen, as the world changes, however many benefits there change involves opportunity cost, right?
No, the world as the world turns.
Yeah, like, but it does. So there's a difference now, and you are, as many old-timers do in every generation,
well, I wouldn't leave from
lamenting
Duke as a freshman
what has
anyway,
been lost.
I wouldn't leave from Duke basketball as a freshman anyway because no other university could compete from an economic standpoint. So you might as well just sit tight.
All right.
I mean, it's the reality.
Your calls are coming up. Plus,
right, Jay? I mean, you know,
Chef Boyarkey grades
you got.
The Master's menu.
I have no comment.
Chef Boyarkey grades the Master's menu.
1.6,
right?
Is that
what
you got?
Food snob. We will see what he has to say.
1.6 with 7 up front.
KJM, ESPN Radio.
The 7 up front, you got right.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Scottie Scheffler, Masters Champions Dinner. The theme of the menu, guys, would appear to be a Southern barbecue. To start, Scheffler will serve an appetizer course of cheeseburger sliders, served, quote, Scotty style, and firecracker shrimp, followed by warm tortilla soup garnished with avocado crispy blue tortilla strips, sour cream, cilantro, and lime. I'd eat all that. Attendees will choose between Texas ribeye or black and redfish for their mains, which will come with a host of traditional Southern sides. That's mac and cheese, jalapeno creamed corn, fried Brussels sprouts, and seasoned fries, served family style. Dessert will feature chocolate chip cookie served on warm skillet with milk and cookies ice cream. Go ahead, Key.
The menu's fine. You know, cheeseburger sliders, those are all the apps, right? The firecracker shrimp, something to just get your beak wet a little bit. And if you don't want that, you got the tortilla soup that's sitting there. If you don't want to dive into the burgers and the shrimp. And then when you look at it, yes, you got a Texas ribeye, and you got a family-style mac and cheese. You got a jalapeno cream corn, which is good always. Fried Brussels sprouts, depending on how they fry them and what they put with it. And then if you want a potato of sort, you got the seasoned fries. I don't have a problem with the menu at all. I think it's nothing creative about it. It's almost like he took it from one of his favorite steakhouses.
Yeah, it's like down the middle.
Right down the middle.
It's an Applebee's menu. Yeah. It's like an Applebee's
menu.
But
I would tear it up.
No, I wouldn't call it Applebee's.
That's Applebee's.
I've never had jalapeno creamed corn from Applebee's.
Well, I ain't the one thing, but the rest of it sounds like Applebee's.
I've never had mac and cheese from there.
I've had mac and cheese from Applebee's.
I've never had mac and cheese from Applebee's.
Key is a mac and cheese snob.
No, I'm the seasoned fries, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
But not, I've never had a ribeye from there. But look, whether, if it's from wherever, it's a steak house sort of kind of menu.
Right.
Then when you talk about the skillet cookie on the back end, that's the, right, with the vanilla ice cream on top in the black iron skillet, nice and piping
Key,
hot,
it's your,
gooey in the middle.
Key, it's your Master's menu. What do you put on there?
Oh, here your master. My Master's? I don't have a master.
Well, good. Let's see.
So
if you did,
let's correct that.
Hold on.
No, Key, you are the master.
Hold on. This is what it is, Key.
I don't let him
off the hook.
I don't think Key will be participating in the Masters until we have a full name change of the venue.
But you
full
are
name
among
change
the
of the whole
is
damn
is
venue
saying.
If you really want
to go into it.
Key. You are doing a show for A&E or whatever channel it is. It's not the interior design show. Now it's a cooking show, and you have to design menus for major sporting events. This one at the Masters, it's Key's menu, all right?
Tackling cooking.
Let me hear the menu. What would you do?
First up, reparations. No, go ahead, right.
I probably, to be honest with you, man, I'm probably going to fry up some chicken.
Yeah.
Mine gonna be basic: collard greens, some black-eyed peas, some cornbread, some yams, And I'm going to keep it moving with some banana pudding on the back end of it with a sweet potato pie, maybe a sweet potato pecan pie in a mixture with some vanilla ice cream. And then if we jump up to the app side of things, I got to figure out maybe there's some catfish bites along the way.
It's good, but this is kind of the soul food version of right down the middle still, right?
Yeah, because it's not really, I mean, if I really want to get.
Only the soul food version.
If I want to get sophisticated.
Yes.
You know, then I have to get sophisticated. I'm just coming off the top of my head.
Let me see a curveball. What curveball?
No Branzino.
See, that doesn't even sound right. Soul Food Masters. It still makes me angry.
Well, I'm just going.
What?
That's very true. But yeah. but I guess I can always go, do we want Mexican food? Like, I don't know what
you
we.
Tell me. I'm asking you. You're the chef.
Man, let's go a little Mexican Caesar with some tortilla strips on the top. Let's go with a tortilla soup, much like he just described right there, with some shredded chicken. Then I'm going to go with some chicken and shrimp enchiladas, refried beans, jalapenos diced in refried beans, some Spanish rice with corn, carrots, peas in there. And then I probably have some churros of some sort on the dessert side. With a little caramel sauce and cinnamon on top of ice cream. That's probably what I would do.
How about you, Jay?
For the dessert.
I'll key cook it.
Or for the dessert, I could always go a churro croissant sandwich ice cream. Put the churro croissant,
you say?
Yeah, with the ice cream in the middle.
Intriguing.
Boom, bam, bam, in the freezer, nice and hard.
Oh,
good to go.
Oh, I don't think I ever had that. Hold up, churro croissant in the freezer?
Yeah.
With the ice cream in it?
With the ice cream in between.
Well, we got a call.
I can chocolate dip it too if you want me to.
Hold on.
You've
had money for a long time.
Or I can go chocolate pound cake with the strawberries and the whipped cream with a little drizzle of chocolate sauce on top.
Sounds good too, but that chorizo. He said chorizo. Ice cream, though.
Look at that.
Chorizo. Churro, man.
Churro. I made it sausage. I'm hungry. Yeah. That churro. I mean, the donut with the thing and the ice cream with ice cream in it, but it's a croissant?
Yeah.
Wait. We got a caller, JC, that feels like he can cook just like you, Key. JC, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We doing
what's great. Up there now?
Hey, man. No, I respect Key, man. I listen to y'all every morning, but, like, I got homeboys, man, that wear white shoes or black shoes. So I respect the dude. Like, my mama taught me how to do all that kind of stuff. When me and my first wife split, man, I decorated my apartment. When people would come over, they thought a girl did it. But, you know, I drive trucks now. It ain't got teeth. Man, don't let that get to you, man. I respect that.
Why would it get to me? It ain't gonna get to me. I'm the last one to worry about that.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying I respect that type of stuff. Because, man, I got homeboys that don't even know. Their wives got to dress them up. No disrespect. But I like my mama taught me how to do all that stuff, man. Yeah. So I
some people can't. Some people can't boil water, man.
Yeah. No, nobody has a problem
with
Key.
No, but I'm learning. Wait. You want to talk about me?
There's no problem with Key interior designing. There's no problem with that.
We're just talking about the
names of the episode. That's what the intriguing part is.
And the whole Hollywood demeanor and everything.
Yeah, mom and daughter's double team.
Huh?
That's the name of
that was
Molly. Molly just walked in. Molly,
Key,
I swear you know Molly.
On A&E. He's just telling you the name of the segment.
Molly just walked in for first take. Molly, season one, episode 7, Mom and Daughter's Double Team. That's the name of the episode.
Man, will you stop?
Molly, would you like to come in and give commentary?
No, Molly does not need to come in. She got to get ready for her damn show.
Molly, come.
Shut his mic off.
Molly needs to do her show. She needs to worry about first take.
Can we turn on Molly's mic?
No, we hear her.
You hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
I liked the episode that was touchdown in the bedroom. I was just wondering what they were featuring in that.
Molly!
The titles, Keyshawn. I can't even.
They went for two in one episode, Molly.
I was crying in the car. We need that whole rip of you guys for first take. Beyond hilarious. I can't hear what he's saying.
It was called Nancy's Bedroom Blitz. That was the name of
it. Oh, the Bedroom Blitz.
Yeah, that's
Molly Karam, ladies and gentlemen.
The bedroom.
Greeny coming up right now. KJM back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Eastern.
Friday.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.